Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the Glam Magazine audio podcast. In today's episode, I thought of sharing something that's quite important part of life, and I'm gonna go away again from the topic of fashion and beauty, because I think in this podcast we should be doing much more than that, and there's so much to say. And looking at the feedback from my previous episodes, the career tips and everything related to growth and tips, it's really being well accepted. So I thought of continuing by having a new episode about something that's around what is the best way to organize your space, living space in terms of interior design, in terms of everything that surrounds you, in order to get a good night's sleep, rest better, because we're all living a very stressful life and we're all having quite a lot of pressure during the day. You know, it's burnout is very common these days, and I think the only way to cool down and shake off the stress, other than just going doing some exercises and stuff, it's just to make sure that your surroundings are really calming and they're doing the best for your well-being and good rest. So I'm just gonna cover a few tips that I personally experienced, and I spoke to friends of mine who are interior designers, and they strongly advised me that everything starts in your bedroom, since we're spending most of our day outside the house, and your living room, basically you're just sitting for a couple of hours, maybe 1 hour in the morning while getting ready, or just like an hour or two at night when you are watching some TV, having a dinner at home or something. Or if you're not a very socially engaged person, and you're not going out, you might not be even spending that much if you're the other way around. So I think, from my experience and from talking to people, the bedroom is a place where we are all spending a lot of time. So, there's nothing that is working more for your well-being as the good night's sleep. It's been proven, and everyone knows that this is the best cure for so many things, and stress is one of them. So I just went to some of the interior designers that I know and asked them for tips, like how to improve the bedroom and how to get the best surroundings, so you can have like a very good rest at night that's gonna energize you and help you out throughout the day. So one of them, the first thing that they told me, which I know it sounds very obvious, but it's not something that we all do, is to invest in a good mattress. It's always a key, it's the best way is just to see what is the best for your budget, what you can afford, and just buy the top for this. Very often when you're sharing, especially with a partner, the bed, so it's difficult to find something that matches you both, because we all have different sleeping patterns, we all have different ways of sleeping, but it's very important to have something that rests your body, because we're very active during the day, and I know that we don't really feel the need of it until we reach a certain age. When you're young, you don't really care so much, but when you get into your 30s, your body starts getting tired and it takes you a little bit more time to recover. So I think it's one of the best investments you're gonna do. So as soon as you can afford getting a bed, nice mattress, just do that. Number two, of course, is gonna be getting a lovely bed linens on it. It's been spoken so much about getting a silk pillow for it to sleep on, because it really improves your beauty, and it helps you fight wrinkles, and it's great for hair. It doesn't get your hair entangled the way that you're gonna sleep on a cotton, but it's really does miracles. So if you can afford one, they're quite pricey though, they're around $50 on the internet. So if you can't get one, just get the very high level cotton. So there's plenty of companies like the White Company that offer really great quality that's gonna really make you feel great, and make sure that you change it quite often, because I know that's something that's been neglected, but nothing rests your body as a soft bedding, and it's very important the fabrics to be natural. Some of the designers, like the interior designers I spoke to, they recommend linen, because it's a great option, because it keeps you cold when it needs to be, and it's warm when it needs to be, so it's changes the temperature according to your skin, which is amazing. Another thing that I think it's really working out and it personally works for me is the aromascents. It's nice to have a nice scented candle nearby, and they do miracles and really believe in them. Like, just if you do it occasionally, you're gonna see the amazing effect. Lavender is well known as one of the best ingredients to keep you relaxed. I used a spray that used to have on my from a very famous company. I forgot the name, but I'll check out and maybe I'll do a post on it on the website. It's lavender based, and you just spray a few times on your pillow, and it really relaxes you and it helps you have a good night's sleep. These small things work, and you know, there is a very popular cream from Lush, which is called Sleepy, which I've personally tried and tested, and I think it does miracles. It does really help you out, relax, and really makes your body feel really calm and soothed, and it's amazing. So I really recommend this one as well. Another very important thing, it's having a good lighting. You know, you can always invest in a nice, cozy mood lightening. You know, something that's lighting that's something that's really calm, like depending on your mood. If you want to get something that's slow light, or if you want to read or something, you need something that's more light. I definitely wouldn't say that overhead lamps, nightstand lamps are the best. So you know, you can get something that's with less glow, that's, you know, with a marble base lamp, something that's really smooth and, you know, natural, that it doesn't really overload you a lot. Another very important thing is to invest in a good window blinds, because you know, they will protect you from the morning sun getting in straight into your face when you wake up, and maybe they're gonna disturb it, which is gonna disturb you too and your sleep. But you know, they're very important to keep you calm and, you know, give you the enough time to wake up naturally, which is very good. Like, some people don't really like even the street lights at night and bothers them and they can't sleep, so that would be an investment, a great investment. Of course, I would strongly recommend, and I spoke to the designers who said that it's basically great to keep it minimalistic. Don't have a lot of clutter in your house. Make sure that the space is really optimized and it doesn't really have way too many things, because this is always gonna distract you and make you feel, you know, surrounded by a lot of things. So, you know, depending if you're having a small space or a big space, you know, just use storages. I know that we all need to carry a lot of things. Maybe you have a lot of beauty products and stuff. Try to keep everything to the minimum. I would recommend also a great either humidifier or air purifier. They really help, especially if you're suffering from allergies. You know, you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night suffering from you know, sneezing or something that bothers you. It's gonna really give you a very good rest, and you're gonna just breathe the best oxygen you can. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed our tips, and let me know what you want to hear next. Otherwise, I'm going to be coming with more ideas. And don't forget to follow us on the social media at The Glam Magazine, and check out our website for more. See you next time.